Welcome to the EISJ podcast series. This series is dedicated to keeping you up to date with what is happening here at EISJ, and also discusses key themes which are important within our community.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another university admission podcast. Today we're going to be talking about applications basically for the rest of the world. Avid listeners will recall from last week that we had discussions regarding the US and UK applications. So today we have a different batch of students with us. Again, though, we have Miss Fernandez, our expert HE advisor.
Hello, everyone.
And we have some Dia.
Hello, everyone.
And we have aging representative Siddhant, who's been with us many times now.
Welcome, listeners.
And we have the in-house gangster, Sahana.
Nice to have you back, guys.
Okay, so as I said, looking at applications for Canada, I think two of you are looking at Canada applications. We'll speak about the UAE applications and applications from basically the rest of the world. Obviously, at this time, year 12 students already have it fixed in their mind pretty much where they want to be going, or at least the parents have it stuck in their mind where they want their children to be going. There are obviously the odd anomaly. Me personally, when I was coming through schooling, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do, which does actually make it slightly more difficult to kind of try and choose a direction when you don't really know what the direction is. Sahana, you're nodding ferociously there. Perhaps we should start with you. Is that okay? Do you want to?
I don't mind.
Yeah? Go on then. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Do you have any clue, any idea?
I do have tons of ideas. Do I need to come closer? Well, hi, testing. Okay.
It's fine. We're good.
Okay. I don't know where to begin because all of a sudden I just had a big flashback as to what things I wanted to do. But in a nutshell, I really want to be an art teacher. That's a direction I would like to go into. Before I say anything about universities and like the local universities, I'd like to just say I do not have much planned yet. This is like my starting point, and I'm taking the opportunity to just share what I have researched in the most on the surface level, because whenever I search universities, I feel like I'm growing too fast and I don't want to rush there that yet because it's only been a few days since I turned 17 and I want to cherish that moment. So if at all, I hope this section of the local universities helps you in any sort of way by starting with the motivation, firstly. Secondly, if I may talk about the local universities, there's not, as much as I hope there is scope for art in here, there's not as much because universities here are filled with like business or, you know, medicine and like commerce areas. So if you're into commerce, good luck with that. I'm rooting for you. However, if you're into art, like how I am, and by when I mean art, I mean not like graphic design or interior design, because as much as there are graphic design, interior design in UAE, the fine arts is something that I'm looking forward to, like illustration, sculpting, painting, digital art maybe, or also even creative writing, if that's the case. And there is English literature in universities in UAE, which is super cool. But that's like a...
Just for the record, yeah. English is very super cool.
It is.
And all of the coolest kids teach English. Do English, yeah. Study English, yeah. Yeah. Very coolest English.
It's super cool and really excited, but however... It's a backup plan in case if I, you know, things do change, and I'm obviously things are going to change. But if not the UAE, there is Europe, especially Ireland. Don't even get me started on Ireland.
I don't think trying to mock the accent is helping anything.
I'm not trying to
Ireland.
Mock.
I'm going to tell Miss Kearney. She's going mad.
Oh yeah, because honestly, they're so cool. Like one of them, the biggest inspiration is my art teacher, my current art teacher. A shout out to Miss Ledwith. She's from Ireland, and she's been giving me some insight, especially on NCAD as well. However, I'm looking forward to Trinity College in Dublin.
Would you tell us the full form
of NCAD? What does A stand for? National College A, and then Dublin. I don't know I forgot what the A stood for.
Art.
That should be it. That should
I don't know,
be
maybe.
National College Art Dublin. I'm so sorry.
I think Miss Ledworth has just written you off her Christmas card list with a bad Irish accent.
Yeah, possibly. If not the UE, then there is scope for... Yes?
You also mentioned another university, Trinity College Dublin.
Yes, Trinity College Dublin. Oh my God, yes. Don't even get me started on it. It's so cool. I have seen snippets to this YouTuber that I have recently watched because she does a similar aspect of what I wanted to do, which is like English literature and art history. However, the UAE universities have art history and architecture, so I'm not sure if I can skip the architecture bit, but I'm pretty sure I'll have to learn the architecture bit as well, which is also really cool, but I just have to keep drawing buildings, I guess. There are some stereotypes for art history and architecture, especially architecture with like a lot of maths and physics, and like you have to draw and it can be strenuous. But I hope that art can also, I hope you listeners can also realize that as someone who wants to do an art, that art isn't just a hobby. You can also do a career if you're really like into the moment and like really would like to delve into that art aspects of it. So what I'm yet to research is the university applications, like what you need to take in order to apply to the university. However, I have heard from my friends who take uni here that you need to do an Arabic test, to like a beginner's Arabic test to test your Arabic. Is there anything else?
I think with universities here, you're dropping the MSATs.
Oh.
So the Emirates SAT. So you know, if you want to study in the UAE, you have to do your MSATs in physics, math, English, and Arabic if you're an Arab. If you hold an Arab passport. Yeah, so that's the main exam that you're looking at.
So does that only apply to Arabic passport holders?
Yes. If you're an Arab, you need to do Arabic. Otherwise, it's you just have to get your exam tests in the other three subjects. And the thing is, some universities have mentioned minimum test scores on their website. So, for example, American University of Sharjah says that you need this much in English MSATs and this much in math MSAT if you want to apply to a particular course. So you might want to go and check these entry requirements for those universities. Yeah. So that's...
I was just going to ask about art and fine arts degree. De Montfort University in the UK, they have a well-established fine arts course. Is there a De Montfort here?
There is one, but
UAE?
I'm not sure whether they offer this course would be worthwhile checking out because they just opened up.
Yeah, no, I vaguely recall a conversation just very loosely about De Montfort last week. And I do know in the UK they have a very good fine arts degree or fine arts course.
Yeah.
But like Ms. Fernandez says, not all universities across the world have all of the courses.
All the
courses depend.
Running in the UAE, they would offer the popular courses, and that's unfortunate for students like Sahana. But that's, and when it comes to Europe, you know, being an IB student really helps. They love IB students because of the rigor and the curriculum, and you know, most often it's just the IB results that would get you to Europe. So.
The best people to ask specifically, and I'm not saying fine arts is an obscure course, but it may be like a non-traditional route that our students would take.
Yeah.
Best people to speak to would be the arts department.
Yes.
Because even if they themselves don't maybe know, because they obviously have their qualification where they obtain their undergrad from, but they will also have contacts and friends around the globe.
We had one student go to NYU Abu Dhabi to study art history at the art history, and that's a wonderful university in the UAE. It's a branch of NYU New York. Very good quality of education. If you want to apply there, you might want to take the SATs. However, it's test optional, which means that if you're not taking the SATs, it's fine. You apply with your IB results. Yeah.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yes.
Someone's messaging and said, I want to apply. I'm not sure if that's I want to apply to join the podcast or they want to apply to do fine arts.
Oh.
Maybe you've just inspired somebody. And this may sound really cheesy and cliche, but if you wanted to pursue a route in specifically teaching, if you have just inspired one person, that is the entire role of a teacher.
We don't even know if this person is in school.
No, I don't know.
I want to apply.
Do we recognize the name?
1 second.
I'm waiting 1 second. All our listeners are also waiting for 1 second.
Apologies.
Here, look.
Oh, I want to apply. That doesn't sound like a matol.
That's so good.
Oh, so not only does she want to follow a degree in fine arts, she's also Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Dia, where is it you want to be applying to?
So I want to apply to Canada. Canada and US are one of my top choices, namely being Canada, because as per my research and knowledge I have from my friends and family who are in Canada currently, Canada is one of the best countries to be for your education, not only because of the courses they offer, but for your future as well. It makes you feel more secure. So one of my reasons why I do want to apply is after university, I know for a fact that there are a lot of job opportunities. There is something which is called as a PR, which is your permanent residency. So for someone who wants to like probably want to live there and not come back to their home country, it's a perfect country to be in. And yeah,
I mean, that's one of the reasons many of our students apply to Canada, because you know, after you complete a 4-year undergraduate degree, you can stay back in the country and work for now 2 or 3 years, and then that will come towards their permanent residency application. So everything works.
And is that a visa that's automatically granted on completion of the study?
The ability to stay back and work, yes, it's an automatic thing if you've studied in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
The permanent residency would be then an application a student makes while you're working.
But it would be easier then to get residency permit
from
following,
because it's a point system, and you know, studying in Canada gives you points, working in Canada gives you points,
and it makes you more secure that once like you finish your 4-year degree, you know you have a future in the city. And for example, like when you are in the college, you must be doing multiple internships, so you could have more opportunities which could lead to great job opportunities for your desired course.
What she's referring to is a co-op program that many Canadian universities offer, which sort of gives you a footing into the job market, and then you know, helps you find actual jobs once you graduate from your course. So
That's good. That's the biggest struggle, isn't it, for students globally? It's spending all the time, effort and money on obtaining your qualification, and then
will that lead to a job?
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, obviously that's the ultimate aim for everybody pursuing higher education studies, but that that's a good option, isn't it? And that doesn't happen with applications anywhere else.
Mm. I have a question for Dia. You sounded so confident when you were speaking, so I love that energy.
I was
curious about as to how you figured out that this is the place I want to go to. Like, weren't you like personally like, oh my god, university sounds so far away. Do I have to research now? Can I research later? Like, am I going too fast? Haven't you had that fear? And if yes, how did you overcome it?
100%. And just for that fact, like, I've not fully overcome it. Like, in the back of my head, I am nervous because I'm leaving home. I've been here since I was born in India and I've moved here. So it's going to be a big step for me to move to a new city and a country. But as like any student, I'm very excited. And personally, I feel that I'm a very independent person. So along with like just studying, like me living alone, me thinking about my expenses, how to manage them, how to meet new people, be in an environment that's very diverse, is something I'm looking forward for.
I'm rooting for you.
Excellent. Siddhant, what about you? Were you looking at Canada as well?
Currently, I'm looking at Canada. That's my main priority because I have family there. And as Ms. Fernandez said, that most of the universities do provide exceptional co-op programs. So a few of the universities have links with the PwC company, Deloitte Banking Industry. So that's a great scope for students like us who are willing to go and settle in Canada.
I have the same question as
Zahana,
like,
you speak up a little.
Yeah.
You don't need to shout. Just you know, it's meant to record a conversation.
Yeah, I was asking a similar question as I asked Dia, because I'm so curious, because you two sound like you have it all figured out, and I'm like, and so that's why I was wondering, like, how exactly did you realize? Because there are many beautiful places out there in the world, and even if you do have family in Canada, right, you do realize like how Dia said she's independent, she wants to get that jazz.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, as for you, like, you you're pretty curious on the Canadian side, mm-hmm. but like, how did Canada stand out for you, and what made you know that this is the time I have to start looking for universities?
So 4 years ago, when I dropped off my sister to her Canadian university, since that day, my main priority was Canada, because the infrastructure and the quality of life there is just something else. Like, it's not, I've never witnessed it in Dubai or in India. So that's one of the main reasons why I want to go there. Plus, followed by many great co-op programs by the universities offered.
Yeah. And
so,
I think your sister has been sharing her journey at
exactly.
the University of Toronto
yes.
with you, you know, which has inspired you further on, like her student life.
Yeah.
She's been doing work experience, you know, in spite of the pandemic.
Yes.
And also, I would say that visiting a country and visiting a university, if you did go to UFT, you must have seen the campus,
yeah.
really helps you make a decision
yeah.
as to whether this is the place for you or not. So if you were, if you have the means to do it, you know, that would be a good strategy.
Yeah, good. Sorry to interrupt. We've got questions coming in,
okay.
And I don't want to ignore them. But one question here, basically saying why we're here, we have questions. The questions are specifically asking about masters and how they'd like to apply for a master's. So if I could address that just very quickly and briefly. The point of the podcast here is to get an idea from our current Year 12 students currently going through the application process, or certainly thinking about the application process. Whilst we are not an establishment that provides master's education programs, if you would like further information, I would suggest maybe contact HE Advisor directly, and she could maybe point them in the right direction. But the purpose of this podcast is for our current students to kind of talk about their desires or where they're looking to apply to, reasons for that, the benefits of applying in certain different areas and parts of the world. So apologies that I'm not directly responding to your question. Don't mean to be rude, but it does take us a little bit too far off track looking at masters, where we're specifically looking at undergrad degrees. So I want to come back to Sahana, what you were saying about your keen on how Dia and Siddhant are so confident and determined.
Yeah.
I just want to make a point of saying you specifically are not in isolation here.
Yeah.
Just because you may not have that clear direction doesn't put you in any worse a position. It just means that you haven't formulated that plan yet. You have ideas buzzing around in your head, and you're not alone. There'll be many, many, many other students, not just at our school, but other schools, that will be in exactly the same position, that don't know what it is you want to do. You know, what do you want? It's difficult, really, isn't it? I mean, what, 17, coming up, 17, 18 years old. Some of you, your younger bods, year 12, 16 years old, and you're meant to be thinking about mapping out your entire future, you know? Married, children, retirement.
That
it seems
extra,
but you can't even think about that.
Yeah, but
well, that hasn't even reached it.
I'm not saying you were, but
it
falls into the similar life planning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Making these huge decisions now. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. You have your subject teachers that give you guidance. You know, by the time you come in starting year 12, you've already chosen your IB options.
Yeah.
You know kind of what route you want to take based on your own previous likes and dislikes. So you've got your subject teachers that can give you input. We've got Ms. Fernandez that can give you specific information and guidance about universities.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that, we have this wonderful software that we use at school. It's called UniFrog.
Yes.
You know, it's all for university research, course research, everything that you want to know for your next step, which is transitioning from school to university. You can find that on UniFrog, guys. So I guess the important thing for students like Sahana is to, you know, I acknowledge that you're confused, which is fine. Yeah. I've seen a lot of change happening between now and when students come back in September in year 13.
Mm-hmm.
So they use their summer to get some clarity, which I'm sure Sahana will have as well. And, you know, just not ignore this confusion, you know, do something about it. Use UniFrog, you know,
yes.
talk to people, come and have a chat with me. You know, so
I mean, don't suffer in silence,
exactly.
I think, is the key
yes.
takeaway here. No, I'm sure,
just
Sahana, knowing you have done nothing in silence, ever. But, I mean, generally speaking, that happy that you're happy to say, well, actually, I don't quite know what I want
to
do. Because some people won't be as forthcoming. They'll just be sitting in their own isolation and panic. So, just, you know, to make our vast listeners aware, that there are people. Even if you don't want to speak to an actual adult, which sometimes we're boring, speak to your friends. Yeah. But advice is just advice. Yeah. You don't have to take it.
Yeah.
It's guidance and kind of it's based on other people's opinions and thought processes. So if you're unsure, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just like Miss Fernandez says, you know, that the transition from 12 into 13, that you've got your long summer. Maybe look at different internships, but not necessarily in one particular aspect. Take on loads, as many as you can. See what you can do. You know, you've all got families and friends in different industries. Maybe just shadow somebody for a couple of days. Do a bit of lots of bits of lots of different things to find your forte.
Yes. What I would like to add on as well is, like for me, I would say that I'm still in your place because even I'm still confused to some extent as to what I want to like finally do. So I suggest like in your summer, like try doing as many courses as you can online and do it, like as Sir said, do it in different fields so you know that I like this, I don't like this, or I'm more interested towards this. So it just gets your mind more open and you can shortlist as to what exactly you do end up liking to do.
I think Sahana has a very strong affinity for arts.
So yeah, man.
She's completely convinced.
She's definitely going to go into rap.
Where should I go and study this?
I think like I have my interests cleared. Like interest is not my issue because I find almost anything and everything interesting.
Yes.
I just think it's like that first starting problem to go out there and search for what university suits my learning and what place do I feel most comfortable with is like my main question at this point. And me still trying to settle in like, I'm 17. Do I really have to start researching now?
You know, and I just wanted to add to that, like I've had parents and students who come to me and said that I'm 17, I'm not ready to move abroad. In fact, just last week I had two boys who applied to the UK. One applied to the UK and one applied to Netherlands. The boy, one of them went to the Netherlands, decided that life was just too tough at his age, coping with, you know, taking care of himself plus studying. So he decided that was just not working out. He decided to come back and now he's studying at Heriot-Watt University, Dubai. And he's very happy. He's like, I can just focus on the academics. People are nice here. I'm enjoying myself. This is the quality of education is good. This is a good fit for me. You know, so even parents have had this conversation with me where they've said that I don't think my son or daughter is ready to move abroad. You know, so they will, I would like them to study here at universities here, and we have lots of good options, and then move abroad for you know, masters or further education.
Well, with the UAE hosting so many satellite campuses of other well-established universities, like Heriot-Watt, for example. Yeah. You can do first year university here in the UAE, and then you can transfer out. Go Global, I think it's called. So you have the opportunity of doing alternatives. And as a parent, I wasn't ready to say, it's not a case of whether I thought my son was ready. I wasn't ready to say goodbye to him. You know, he's 17, 18 years old. And in fact, we were having a conversation about this last night over dinner. We were just not ready to say goodbye and kind of say, you know, off on your road. Yeah. Because as young people, it's a very limited amount, kind of part of your life that as parents we get you for. Because, you know, come to the age of 18, 19, 20, you have the freedom and the, you know, the independence, and that's it, you're out in the world and you want to, and that's, you know, that's right. You know, you want to do that. But as a parent, some parents just get to this point and think, no, I want to hold on to them a bit more. Yeah. And studying here in the UAE does have that kind of benefit that you kind of, you're branching out of the security and the safety of school, where some of you have been for years and years and years, and that's it. The safety net gets removed. So maybe looking at studying here in the UAE is a very viable, so in fact, over the past couple of years, it's become more and more of a viable option, hasn't it, with pandemics?
So just to give, you know, mention some the trends that we have experienced in our school, UK is very popular, the most popular university destination, followed by the UAE. So quite a few of our students, and it became more popular during the pandemic because universities and other places were doing online learning, whereas the UAE was still open. So students preferred staying here and going to university here. So you know, the quality of education has improved over the last few years, and we have some great universities that, you know, students should be exploring if they're not ready to move and live independently at this stage. Yeah.
It's just a very good viable alternative at the moment, isn't it? And it's becoming more and more popular, I believe. So we're looking at basically at the moment, we've covered UK, we've covered US, we've covered Canada. We've looked at the UAE and elsewhere. I mean, applications, university applications, the entrance and scholarships, all very similar globally, regardless of where the university is. But the key takeaway, two key takeaways here is, first of all, if you still don't know where you want to study, that's fine. If you don't know what you want to study, also fine. And the third, most important thing is, Miss Fernandez is here. That's why she's here. She's here. She is our in-house guru, a yogi. So if you have any questions, concerns, uncertainties, or even, you know, maybe you are that fixed and nowhere else will kind of cut it for you, maybe have a conversation with Miss Fernandez, because we do live in a harsh reality. It's a harsh world. There may not be always a case where we get our first choices, our first applications. So have the conversations. You know, we do have lots of time. We need to be thinking about it, but we do have lots of time. So use your support networks wisely. Use your friends. Ask for help, guidance, input. Parents will always have something to say. But remember, whether you like it or not, it's always in your best interests. So whilst they may not say something that you agree with or approve of, whatever they're saying and doing is entirely and solely for the benefit of you. And it's the same with teachers. We may not always tell you what you want to hear, but we do tell you what you need to hear. Okay, so I think we're actually up to time now. So I would like to thank very much Sahana.
Merci.
Sedant.
Most welcome, sir.
Odia.
Thank you.
And Miss Fernandez.
Merci beaucoup.
Bon, and olive oil, as the French say for goodbye.
Your lovely day. Fighting!
All of our podcasts are available via Podbean. The links can be found via our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account. Just look for us at Emirates International School, Jumeirah. Thank you for listening.